Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with TG Watkins. He is the director of stocks over at Simpler Trading. And TG, it's a good day for us to be chatting because we are seeing a broad-based sell-off in the markets and the metals, really across the board, except for, I guess, the U.S. dollar. That's and treasuries. Obviously, those are also moving up as kind of the safe haven plays, it seems like. But right now, the S&P down about 2.25%. The Dow's down almost 3%. NASDAQ actually not leading the way lower, as the NASDAQ's only down about 1.5%. Russell 2000, that's down over 4%. No matter what sector you look at, they're all down. So what are you paying attention to during this broad-based sell-off to start the week here, TG?
Well, you mentioned some safe havens. Let me first caution about the treasuries. I'm looking at TLT. That thing is still basically going sideways, running into a downtrending hourly 200 SMA, and it's still underneath the daily 50 SMA. So I don't necessarily see that as a safe haven, even though it is just going sideways. A little bit of a bounce today, so just caution about that. We're also not seeing any safe haven gold or so. Precious metals, miners, anything like that, partly because the dollar popped up today. Now, going into the dollar, what I've been saying for a few weeks is that the dollar was oversold. It was too far away from its, say, downtrending daily 50 SMA, and it just needed to go sideways to up to get to it. It's now there, so we need to figure out, is this the beginning of a bottoming pattern, or is this just a pullback in a downtrend? And that's something we're going to have to watch out. Gold, I've been looking for price to bounce off of the daily 50 with it, and it looked like it was going to, but later in last week, it got underneath moving averages on the hourly time frame, and I could tell, nope, this didn't look like it wanted to go. GDX, which is the ETF of the gold miners, was very clear in the fact that it got underneath these moving averages on the hourly and even 15-minute time frame and sold off hard going into Friday. So I was like, this doesn't look like a good place to be. And then silver, actually up until now, has been too far away. I'm looking at it right now. It just slammed right through its daily 50 SMA. It too was too far away from its 50 and it was just floating in the air. And on the hourly chart going into the end of last week, it also got underneath its hourly 50 and hourly 200. So all of these things, even though we looked like they wanted to bounce and looked like they might have been defensive, were not by the end of last week. And so I completely missed them, and I'm happy about that.
So TG, what are some of the levels you're watching for now, for gold, for silver, for GDX? Any moving averages we should be paying attention to, or round numbers? What are you watching?
You know, honestly, that all goes out the window right now, because I was looking for gold mostly to find support at the 50 and move up, and also potentially look at a defense against what's going on. And because it isn't, and because the dollar is going up, and because it's been breaking these levels, the trend for now, even though the overall trend is up, but the trend for now is down until I can see it get back on top of some other moving averages and actually start trending up again. So I don't really do levels or targets because, you know, I never know if they're going to work. I just follow the trend, and right now the immediate trend is still down.
Okay, so that's the more short-term trend, right? Because quite frankly, gold, silver, GDX, they were moving sideways here for a little over a month, almost a month and a half, and now a slight breakdown, but this isn't bearish in the long-term sense by any means, is it?
That is correct. And anytime we talk, we as traders or investors talk, and people ask me like, hey, what do you think of this stock? Or what do you think of this stock? I ask them, well, what's your time frame? Because somebody might be asking me if I'm bullish on X number of stock on the 5-minute compared to the daily. And for the 5-minute, I'd be like, yeah, totally. It's oversold, so it's bullish on the 5-minute, but it's in a downtrend on the daily. So it's, context is always king. We need to make sure we understand what we're talking about. But for right now, for me, am I in it? No, because it's right now going sideways, and I don't like to hang on to my money in such a long-term position that I have to see it fluctuate this way. I'm a swing trader. I'm in, I'm out, and right now there's no trend for me.
Fair enough. But you know what? A lot of people have been saying that there has been a correction needed for the precious metals. That's probably what we are in right now. What about the U.S. dollar, though? When you're saying, like, obviously it has bounced from its low at the very beginning of the month at 91.75, but in no way is it, well, even back to levels that it was at the beginning of August, let alone in May when it reached over 100 on the dollar index.
Yeah, absolutely. And this goes the same thing of, when I talk about something overbought or too far away versus moving averages, the same exists on the downside is when price moves too far too fast, typically likes to revert back to the mean. And the averages, the moving averages, are the mean. And that's what I was seeing for the last few weeks on the daily chart. I said, this thing looks really over, and it's probably going to want to move sideways to up to come into these moving averages, which it's doing exactly right now. Like today, it's touching its downtrending daily 50 for the first time in a very long time. Now, what we have to do is say, if it is figure out, is this starting a bottoming pattern? Is it going to finally get on top of these moving averages and then turn these moving averages from resistance into support and also changing their direction? Or is this just a bear flag sideways into the downtrending moving average and it's going to continue to roll to the downside in the next few days or weeks? That's where we're at. And now we need to just sit and wait and watch and see which way it starts to go and use our moving averages for support.
Okay. Yeah, and some of the moving averages, like I have the 50-day moving average, 200-day, even the 400-day, and boy, oh boy, it's still a long way away from that 200-day and 400-day, but the 50-day is the crucial one, and the simple 50-day moving average sitting about 93.65. Let's talk about the U.S. equity markets, though, because there definitely is not a rotation going on today. It is a complete exit because I don't see really any sectors that are doing well. Are any catching your eyes, ones that you think are holding up better or ones that are actually leading to the downside?
Well, funny enough, there are a few names that are doing decently well, and I think it circles back to the COVID situation. We're kind of getting back into COVID names because some of the hardest hit names this morning are names that need COVID to go away. Think about the high touch, the high human density. I'm seeing hotels and airlines just getting smashed, and entertainment, restaurants, they're getting smashed. They're getting smashed in a bigger way than, say, tech or even just the regular S&P names. That being said, again, going to the COVID stuff, Netflix kind of having an up day today. Roku having a stellar day, and Zoom Video also having a stellar day, along with Peloton. I'm in a few of these things, so I'm pretty happy about that, even though I got stopped out of a couple other names. And then Tesla. Now, Tesla's holding, but my indicators are saying to be a little bit cautious. They do have their battery day tomorrow. That might be one of those buy the rumor, sell the news type situations. So I don't have any input on Tesla right now. But yeah, a lot of things are getting hit today.
Now, is there any specific news event that you think is causing this sell-off? Or is it just the fact that, economies aren't doing all that well, virus cases are upticking, and, well, fact of the matter was that a lot of people were saying we do need some sort of a sell-off for the markets broadly?
Funny enough, I'm not seeing a ton of good news. There was better COVID vaccine type news over the last week or two, which is why the high touch, high human density restaurants, jets, airlines, those things were starting to move up a little bit. It seemed to be a little bit of a fake out rotation. I would say that overall what we're seeing right now is September is a seasonally poor month, so we have that working against us. We have a very heated election coming up. So I think a lot of people are taking all the profits that they had since March, since the COVID lows, and they're capturing them because who knows who's going to win kind of thing. And I do think that we could be potentially seeing if some of the economic ramifications catching up and seeping into the market. That's a possibility. But I have heard some things like the financials, banks are getting smashed today because I heard, and I need to look into this a little bit further, there have been some fraud in the global financial system, and so a lot of that's getting hammered. It's a little bit of a lot of random bad news that's coming out, I think, over the weekend.
Yeah, fair enough. So I guess we'll just see where the markets bottom, where the metals bottom, if the dollar keeps on running higher. A lot of question marks about how long these reversals, and I guess we can call them new, at least short-term for now, trends last. TG, thanks for your time today, buddy. I will chat with you in another couple weeks.
As always, good talking to you.